Fragments of information could usually be gleaned, and over the last few days, during Gratach's briefings with the Brolturan officers, Kuros had learned several strange facts. Like the mysterious deaths of two of the Spiralist leaders, which took place on the same day that Kuros was entombed in his own brain and Giant Shoulder was abandoned. The Prophet Sage himself and his generals, Jeshkra and Hurnagar, had reportedly been attacked by bomb-throwing humans while observing an assault on the promontory. Only Hurnagar survived, and now the Spiralist hordes were scouring the coastal settlements, rounding up the remaining humans and confining them in camps. Teshak was keeping his Brolturan troops close to home, but still there had been a few skirmishes between aircar patrols and Spiralist gangs on the ground. As a consequence, most of the human colonists were trying to get out of the coastal region, some moving south to the eastern towns, while others went north to the stockaded villages around Trond. For the first 3 or 4 days, the Spiralist fanatics spread out in mobs and gangs, unopposed and unhindered. Then, yesterday, one of the comm technicians brought Gratach in Kuros a report compiled from shortwave chatter, the substance of which was that a sizable force of humans had infiltrated the capital, Hammergard, by night and routed the Spiralists from the city. Apparently, crewed airships had been used to deliver attack squads to rooftops, then later to rain incendiaries on the fleeing zealots. Hearing this, Kuros felt a stab of admiration for the colonists and their willingness to hit back at the invaders. Then there were the probing attacks carried out by the human resistance against the rogue mechs occupying Giant's Shoulder. Kuros knew that light, irregular troops could not prevail against armoured combat droids.
The clarified Teshak was waiting at the door to the observation station. A large silver-blue transport case hovered next to him on suspensors. Once inside, Teshak activated the case, and it unfolded into the improvised subspace comm device. As the connect system began scanning for specific encrypted channels, Gratach stared out of the window at the heaving sea. One glimmer of personal satisfaction persisted throughout Kuros's imprisonment, this torment of nothingness, and it went by the name Alexandra Vashutkin. Not long after he and his followers took up residence in the Utgard cliff caves, Kuros had sent in shock troops equipped with genetic trackers. Once the insurgents had been stampeded to the various exits and Vashutkin had been captured, the Rus was infused with the nanodust. It only took minutes for the dust to master him, after which he was released. Vashutkin's orders had been to capture Greg Cameron for interrogation, or to eliminate him. But Kuros, disconnected, disembodied, had no way to know if Cameron was definitely dead. None of the Brolturan reports spoke of him, although there was mention of Vashutkin being spotted at temporary camps in the Kentigern foothills and leading one of the attacks on Giant's Shoulder. Was this proof positive that Cameron was in fact dead? Yet the controlled Vashutkin had not sought Kuros out, which implied that he was still alive. Unknowns and imponderables, Kuros's attenuated existence consisted of little else. Now, however, it seemed likely that he would soon discover some authentic facts, perhaps even an explanation that would reveal something useful about the clarified plan.